There's now another Arab country where angry protesters have taken to the streets, Yemen. Tens of thousands marched today, demanding an end to the 32-year reign of President Ali Abdullah Saleh. It seems the protesters in Yemen were also inspired by the popular uprising in Tunisia. Hakim Al-Masmari is editor-in-chief of the Yemen Post. He's in the capital, Sana'a, and he says the protesters there have a single message.
The demand is clear. They demand change. They demand a regime that's free from corruption. They demand a regime that works for the people and not for these specific family or group. This protest, in my opinion, has been the biggest protest we've seen against the ruling party in over a decade.
Does the opposition want the government of President Abdullah Saleh to fix itself, or do they want him completely out of power, full stop?
The problem right now in Yemen is that the opposition is not very direct with what it wants in Yemen. It's not hidden news that the opposition leaders here in Yemen have strong contacts with the president, and they meet on a weekly basis and have phone calls every now and then. So the opposition members or leaders need to understand that if they want to be opposition, they need to take a stronger stance against the ruling party instead of playing it two-way with the ruling party and protesters.
Are you saying the opposition, the people who are demonstrating today, are not unified?
I am saying that the opposition leadership is not unified, and there are members of the opposition leadership who have close contact with the president. And that means that they need to have a stronger voice, and that is the only way change could happen in Yemen. And the president, to be honest with you, is trying his best to keep the opposition ununited. And this way, it works better for his agenda.
Could you see the government of President Saleh falling?
I do not envision the president or the ruling party falling anytime soon. But we do see a joint government from the opposition and the ruling parties to join hands and try to fix the country up after decades of wasting time and massive corruption in every governmental institution.
Hakim Al-Masmari, editor-in-chief of the Yemen Post, thank you very much.